Good morning. I'm Anna Marie, and it's time again for Focus. Today, we have a repeat offender with us. This is Lou Sipos. She's back. She told us, in case you didn't know, about Gabe's Chemo Duck. She's the founder of not only a toy that was something that she needed for her son, but something that's now just gone nationwide, and it's this incredible, miraculous story that I'm so proud that you're here to share with us.
Thanks, Anna. Thank you so much for inviting us back. It's fantastic to be here. I'm so excited to share the program with your listeners.
And you people are that excited and that happy this early in the morning, but thank you. I'm glad that you are.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about the program. We help educate children going through chemotherapy. The children, and in fact the whole family, we help to educate them to understand what to expect from treatment and to know just a little bit more about finding their way through treatment, and to help children really understand and become comfortable with what's going to be happening to them.
A hospital visit is scary for anybody, but especially for a little child who's never been there, never knew a hospital existed, and then they get there and people are doing all kinds of things to them. And you experienced this with your son, Gabe, and that's how the Chemo Duck came about, isn't it?
That's correct. Hospitals are doing a much better job at making the hospital environment much more friendly for children. And one of the things that they are doing is there's a lot of specialists within the hospital to help children understand and to help educate children about what to expect. One of the things that we found when Gabe was diagnosed with cancer...
How old was he?
He was only one. In fact, it was just a week before his first birthday.
Before we go on into how the Chemo Duck program came about, would you give me Gabe's story and your story, because that's pretty interesting how all of that came about. Do you mind kind of delving into that a little bit?
Not at all.
Okay.
Gabe was diagnosed Christmas Day, 2002. We had been taking photographs of him all day, and we had realized that there was definitely something wrong with his eyes. They were crossing, and due to that and some other concerns throughout the week, he seemed like he had swollen glands. We ended up Christmas night in the ER, really expressing some concern about the things that were happening. And I think at the time, Rob and I both thought that we'd be sent home with a slap on the wrist and, you know,
don't bother us, he's fine.
Exactly. Well, it seemed very, very quickly that people were taking us seriously, and he was having CT scans and trying to ascertain what exactly was creating the problem with his eye, and the word mass came up very quickly.
Mass.
And there's a mass in his brain, and it was obviously very, very scary, but we didn't know what the mass was at first. The next morning, there were several other tests, and one of them was a needle biopsy, which was devastating. And then the results came back, and it was, in fact, a muscle tumor. It was a soft tissue tumor in his sinus passage that was invading his brain, and it was pushing on his optic nerve, which is why his eyes were misbehaving.
Oh, and I bet you remember the words.
I remember, first of all, hearing the words, it's not an infection, and thinking, oh, thank God, it's not an infection. And then not really thinking there was anything worse than an infection. And
for a one-year-old.
For a one-year-old. And if my memory serves me correctly, my husband knew who the oncologists were because we'd met them that night. And he knew what to expect. And I really, honestly, I didn't know what an oncologist was.
Which is?
It's a doctor who treats people with cancer. And they introduced themselves again, and we were taken into a room. And I just remember, I don't really remember hearing much beyond the word cancer. It's a really very big word to force into your brain. Mm-hmm. And all I remember thinking was, I have a very good friend who is a breast cancer survivor. And I just remember when she was going through treatment, she was still very much alive and very vibrant. Vibrant, and just, she was a wonderful person at living with cancer. And I remember thinking, all right, we can do this. This is not a death sentence. And Rob and I made a commitment to making his treatment the very best it possibly could be, to making it a positive experience for him, and to doing everything we possibly could to make sure that we had not stood in the way of making sure he survived.
Making cancer treatments for a one-year-old a positive experience. Wow, that's a big commitment.
But there's a lot of laughter, and there's a lot of joy, and there's a lot of love, and we made a lot of friends. And I mean, I think that any experience in this life is exactly what you make of it. And I think that that feeling or that approach towards cancer treatment reflected in the way he dealt so well with it, because there are a lot of children who suffer post-traumatic stress syndrome, because I think that as a parent, if it's a devastating and a debilitating thing for you, then it's a debilitating thing for the child. I think that your approach towards cancer treatment really affects the way your child approaches the treatment.
So tell me the specific circumstance, if you remember, that made you come up with Gabe's Chemo Duck. What was going on? want.
Well, Gabe was diagnosed with cancer when he was less than a year old. And obviously, his father and I had a lot of trouble communicating to him what was happening, because it was big, big changes in his life. Mm-hmm. And also big, big body changes. He had a chemotherapy port installed in his chest.
Which is what? Tell people who are not familiar with this, because they hear it, ports and something. I can't remember. You mentioned another phrase when we were off the air. Tell people what those are and why that's important, that a kid knows what that is and what it's going to mean for them.
The chemotherapy port is probably the most important part of their treatment. It's the most difficult thing to learn to deal with. It's a small device that's inserted under the skin, usually around the chest area, and most of the time it just looks like a little bump. But every time the children go into the hospital, the port is accessed with a tiny needle, and that will be where any blood is drawn and where the chemotherapy is put in. Mm-hmm. Some children have a port. Some also have a Hickman line, which is a line that's always in the chest.
The line actually protrudes from the chest.
It protrudes from the chest. Then there's a dressing over it, which has to be, you know, taken care of and changed once a week. There were those changes, plus losing his hair. And I mean, there was various things happening to him. And it was very, very difficult to explain those to a one-year-old. And a friend left a gift for Gabe. And I always have had a little bit of a thing for ducks. We had ducks all over the house for a while. And I just fell in love with this animal. And I just really wanted to make him laugh. And I wanted to make the doctors laugh. And so I decided that we would turn Gabe into a doctor and turn this duck into a patient.
And it was a plush stuffed duck.
Stuffed duck.
Not a real one.
No. So I took him home and I asked the nurses if I could have a little bit of the chemotherapy line. So I made a port and I borrowed a pair of hospital pajamas and cut them down and wonder webbed them so they fit the duck. And then I took a shirt and ironed a little name on it for Gabe and turned him into a doctor. And so the next time we went to clinic, I dressed Gabe as a doctor and the duck was his patient. And we used that to teach Gabe everything that he could expect. And Gabe in turn used it with the doctors to make sure that they would treat chemo duck before they would treat him. So it gave him a buffer every time he went to the hospital.
What do you mean?
Well, if they were about to perform a procedure like, accessing his port or even an MRI, or if he was about to be put to sleep, he would make sure that they did it to chemo duck first.
Oh.
Or simulated the experience with chemo duck first. And then they could do it to him. And, it really gave him some control over the situation that he hadn't had prior to that.
Yeah.
And the duck just became such a part of his treatment that people started to notice and they wanted to know where they could get one. And so we started to make them for our friends.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was kind of an endeavor.
And so what does the chemo duck have on it?
It comes in two styles, and
Oh.
he has either a port or a Hickman, depending on obviously which one the child has to reflect the child's body. And he has a little chemotherapy bandana, like the older kids wear, and some hospital pajamas. And he also has an arm immobilizer, because a lot of times children will also have peripheral IVs, mm-hmm. like IVs in their arm. And so they're quite familiar with having these little arm immobilizers, which stop them being able to pull at or access the IVs.
We're talking this morning with Lou Sipos. She's the creator of the Gabe's Chemo Duck, eventually the Gabe's Chemo Duck program. So it went from one that you made for Gabe. And Gabe is here today. And Gabe, you'll be thinking about this, because when you get up here to talk, I'm going to ask you if you remember any of this, okay? He's shaking his head. No, you don't remember any of this. But
yeah.
Mommy does, don't you? This is obviously a happy ending. Gabe is now, how old is he?
He's 10 years old. He's a happy, healthy fifth grader. He is more trouble than most of the kids in his class, I think. He has a great, big, huge personality. And our story is one of the, fortunately, one of the thousands of very, very lucky stories. So.
And so he had cancer and he had treatment.
He did. He had 9 months of chemotherapy and 30 days of radiation treatment. And then a huge surgery to remove the tumor that was left. And it took about a year, all in all. So he was done around about his second birthday.
Wow.
He's monitored very closely because he takes growth hormones. And the right side of his face doesn't grow because he had radiation to it. So he's got a little asymmetry going on, and it's going to get worse before we can have surgery later. But he's 8 years completely treatment free.
Yeah, you're right. That's totally applause worthy. He's over there applauding. But that must have been a really phenomenal second birthday party that you guys had.
It was certainly a lot happier than the first one. We didn't even know if we would be out of the hospital for the first one. At that point in time, I think we were just terrified that we may lose him. And by his second birthday, when treatment was over, then it was, it was time to really let loose and celebrate. But, you know, everything that we deal with is a blessing because he's here for us to go through that with.
I know a lot of parents say that who've had children who had problems when they were young or who had cancer. Would you like to say anything personally to the folks at Vanderbilt Hospital? That's where Gabe was, right, when you guys came up with the chemo duck program? And
yes, indeed. They have always been a huge supporter of the program. Several of the doctors were involved in instituting the program and helping us develop all the products. Mm-hmm. And the child life specialists at Vanderbilt still help us with the development to make sure that everything we put out is medically correct and that the language is all appropriate.
Oh, that's good. Now, I have to ask this. This has nothing to do with the interview, but because I know listeners are thinking it right now. You have an accent, and it's not a Tennessee accent.
Not so much.
Do you mind if I ask where you're from? And
no, I moved from England in my early 20s, just after college. I moved from England and spent 10 years in Wisconsin, and now 10 years down here in Tennessee. I'm just loving Tennessee. Absolutely love being here.
Do you?
Yes.
You've spent more time of your life in USA than you have in your home country.
It's very true. I've spent more time now in the U.S. than I ever was in England, so.
Okay, and so now the duck. This is another one of the amazing parts of this story. Not only that we have a child who's healthy now, but also the duck.
The duck, yes. A lot of our friends noticed the duck. And he's named Connor. The original duck is named Connor after Gabe's best friend in treatment, who unfortunately passed away when Gabe was 3 years old. And so Connor, the chemo duck, became a regular at clinic. And a lot of our friends made requests and asked where we got it from. And I started to make them for our friends.
You were just hand making them.
We were doing that for several of our friends. And then we decided that this is probably something that would be useful on a much bigger scale. Mm-hmm. And so I set about making a nonprofit to create the ducks and get them out to as many children in cancer treatment as I could.
How many kids have gotten Gabe's chemo ducks now? Do you have any idea?
Over 20,000.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Gabe, applause.
Woo!
Yeah. And now we have some new developments with Gabe's chemo duck that we want to share with people. I just think this is so wonderful that something that a mom came up with to comfort her child has become something that moms around the world can use to help their kids. And it's got like a little spin-off. It's like Batman and Robin. It has like a little sidekick.
Well, that's true. Well, we received so many requests from families of a child with cancer, and they want a chemo duck for the siblings of the child with cancer. And also the children who are wanting to donate to the program, they want their own duck. And we thought it was kind of sad that they didn't have their own duck, so we created Huggable Hope, who is Chemo Duck's little sister. And she is exactly the same duck as Chemo Duck, but instead of having the hospital pajamas on, she has a little Chemo Duck t-shirt on. And she doesn't have the chemotherapy port, she's just a companion, and she shows the Huggable Hope for children living with cancer. And so Huggable Hope is now available to all children who would like to show their support for the program, and a portion of the cost of the duck goes back to help children living with cancer.
How much are the ducks? I'm putting you on the spot. Do you know about the approximate on the price?
When we adopt a duck, the price just really covers the duck and the accompanying products. And the cost currently of adopting a duck is $30. It just went up from, it's been $25 for the last 8 years. We just had to, unfortunately, put our prices up.
That's a great price.
It is, because for $30, you're giving a child a whole program that can help them get through their treatment. It's not just the duck. It's books that go along with it and a video and everything else we've developed. We have a cartoon. And so, I mean, there's lots of things that go along with the duck. We have a website, and the website has fantastic printable activities.
Really?
For your time in hospital. So, yeah, it's really a huge program you're donating, not just a duck. So
for $30.
For $30. And the price of Huggable Hope is also $30. And that, like I said, part of the proceeds from Huggable Hope go back to support the program.
What about the song? Isn't there some sort of a song now that has come out of this?
There is an amazing song. Recently, I was listening to a podcast on the radio, and they mentioned an organization called Flocabulary. Flocabulary, they specialize in educating children through hip-hop songs. And so I had a wild hair of an idea and decided to call the Flocabulary folks to see if they might partner with us in creating a song to help children specifically specifically learn about their cancer and to help them learn that they may feel like everything's changed in their life, but they're still the child that they were before, and they're, you know, they're still the same kid on the inside.
Oh, come here, Gabe. Come here. Come on. Come, you're going to sing some of it? This is Gabe of Gabe's Chemo Deck. He's going to sing part of the song. Let's hear it.
And I'm killing, and I want you to see that cancer can't stop my shine. I'm still me.
Yeah. And he had the attitude. He was shaking his head. Cancer can't stop my shine. I'm still me.
Absolutely.
That is wonderful. So you were obviously pleased with the results.
Oh, my gosh. The folks at Flowcabulary were just amazing. We could not be more proud to work with such an amazing organization. I think in the first week, we received over 1,000 hits on YouTube on the video. And I think that it's going to keep growing because it's such a powerful message for kids.
And so wait, it's on YouTube?
It is on YouTube.
So is it just free for people to just see and sing along with? And
of course it is. I mean, we're all about getting the message out and helping kids. And so, yeah, we posted it on YouTube. You'll be able to watch it on our website. And we're definitely not about keeping it closeted. It's got to go out as far as possible. It's a great message. And we want to really push it towards the kids to help them learn in the way they're accustomed to.
Yeah.
And song is really, really helpful for that.
Absolutely. Who has forgotten math questions they were asking in school? Everybody. But who forgot the alphabet? Nobody, because we learned it in a song.
And who remembers the bill that was on Capitol Hill?
That's, you know, right.
I mean, it's that principle. It's a little bit updated, but
Yes. Absolutely,
it's important. It's a great medium for getting a message across to kids.
Let's listen to a little more of that song than Gabe sang for us.
Hey, yo, it's just another day to feel free, because cancer can't stop my shine. I'm still me. I said I'm chilling, and I want you to see that cancer can't stop my shine. I'm still me. Yup, I'm still me. Shining on the daily. You know how I do it. This cancer can't play me. I'm in the studio just making noise. And I'm not trying to get muscles when I take steroids. They make me hungry and my cheeks get puffy. But the ladies love me when my eyebrows get fluffy. And when it's done, they'll go back to normal. So I'ma look fly for my high school formal. Hey yo, it's just another day to feel free. Cause cancer can't stop my shine. I'm still me. I said I'm chilling and I want you to see that cancer can't stop my shine. I'm still me.
That's awesome. And Flowcabulary put that together for you.
Flowcabulary.com. Yes.
Oh, I
they
love
are,
that.
They work with schools. In the school system, schools sign on and use the program to help educate their kids about everything from social studies to math to current events. It's really incredible.
That's great. What do you think was one of the biggest things that you hoped that they would help teach kids in the song? Did you write down here things I'd like the song to contain? What is it important that kids know about? Just the fact that cancer can't stop their shine?
Well, I think that when we started off down this process, what I did was I sent them our activity book, which is called I'm Still Me. And they looked through the pages and decided what they thought they could portray. And I told them that what the main message for me to get across to children was just simply the fact that everything might be really upside down right now, but you'll find your new normal and you're still the same kid. You're not changed who you are. It's just things in your life have changed a little bit. And so we just kind of discussed that a little bit together. And then I literally made no edits to anything that they had come up with. It was just so perfect the way it was.
Now, I know there are parents who are listening right now who may never have to deal with having a child with cancer, but those who do are going to find themselves probably at a loss. They're not going to know where to start. And we're talking this morning with Lou Sipos, and she's not only come up with the Chemo Duck program, but she's put together this fabulous webpage that has amazing resources for parents, a first place to go to look and figure out what your next step is.
Absolutely. Gabe's Chemo Duck program does not claim to be the be-all and end-all for every family going through cancer, but we do want to be a conduit to help you find the resources that you need. And
or even know what to look for.
Absolutely. As a parent, your entire role is stripped from you when your child is diagnosed with cancer. You really essentially start over from scratch. And so we thought it would be a great thing to do to put together a resource or a group of resources for parents to know where to go, where to start. I mean, how do you let everybody know that your child has been diagnosed with cancer?
How do you?
There's a wonderful, wonderful site called Caring Bridge, and you can go there and set up a website, and then you don't have to spend your whole time calling everybody and making sure that you've not left everybody out of the loop. And so that's a great resource for parents. I mean, there are so many fantastic resources out there. There's an organization, Candlelighters, and they give out free books that can help you learn about your child's treatment. And I mean, there's a great number of first places to start. Mm-hmm. And so we tried to group those together in one place.
And it's at gabeschemoduck.org.
That's correct, okay. Under the parent resources.
How do you feel about the overall picture of things happening as they're supposed to happen, when they're supposed to happen? Now that you look back, you're not right in the middle of all the darkness and the fear and the horrible news. That had to be so hard.
Yeah.
When you have a baby who you've heard has been diagnosed with cancer. How do you feel now looking back over all of this?
I think it's easy to look back for me and say that things definitely have fallen together the way they should. And it was kind of ironic that Gabe was the first baby born the new year. The day he was born was the New Year's Day, and he was the first baby of the year that year. And we were interviewed that day, obviously, by the local press. And one of the questions that I was asked was, what would I want for my child? And one of the responses was that I really wanted Gabe to have a positive influence on the world, and no matter what form that came in. It was a blessing that he has been already a positive influence in the world, but I wasn't quite sure that I would have chosen that. For him to have gone through what he went through.
Yeah.
And he loves helping other kids with chemo. On occasion, we get to visit children in the hospital, and we'll be invited by hospitals, and he is just magical at interacting with children. It's just very, very natural to him to interact with people, and he'll go up and talk to them and ask them questions, and he's just very natural, and he tells them that he's a survivor and that this is something that they can do. You know, they can live with cancer and still enjoy life. We've talked about it, he and I, and I think this might be a question you ask him as to whether or not he would take it back if he could. So
that's a perfect introduction for him then. We're talking with Lou Sipos, the founder of Gabe's Chemo Duck, and let's get Gabe over here and talk to you for a minute. Hi, Gabe.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
You're just ready to go, aren't you?
Yes.
So when we were talking, when your mom and I were talking, you said, I'm going to sit over here and play video games. And I said, it's okay if you make noise. They'll just hear that he's back there just playing. And you said, just like a regular kid.
Yes, I did say that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to let kids with cancer know that cancer won't change your life. You still will enjoy all the things that you enjoy. It's just that you're climbing a mountain and then there's a rock that you need to get past, is what I'd have to say it's like.
That's a good way to put it. You feel like you've gotten past that rock now?
Yes, definitely.
Do you remember anything from all the stuff with the hospital and all of that?
I've only seen pictures. No, there's not that much that I remember from it.
So what do you think now? If you had to just change everything, would you change it and not go that route? Or
definitely not, because this has such a good influence on kids with cancer.
How do you think it's going to make them feel?
Positive, because they know, well, if Chemo Duck enjoys it, then they know that, oh, it's not that bad for me.
Have you seen any little kids who have just gotten a Chemo Duck? Have you seen any kids get Chemo Duck? How do they react?
My dad worked on a hospital down in Birmingham, a children's hospital. And so we stopped over at the other one. There are two now.
Yeah.
We stopped at the other one and delivered Chemo Ducks to the kids. And their faces just lit up. I felt really happy for them. We have a cartoon, as my mom said already. We were playing that out in the hallway. So it was really quite fun because we would stop into the rooms and just give them the duck. It was just a great experience. We've done this twice.
And the cartoon is along with a song?
No, it's something different.
Oh, what is the cartoon? Is it you in a superhero outfit or something?
No, it's Chemo Duck Superhero. Soup a hero.
Okay.
I am in the cartoon, but I don't voice it.
Well, you have a great voice. I think you should have voiced it. They missed out there. But so you show the cartoon to the kids, or it's playing, and they get to see the cartoon. And
there are two parts to the cartoon right now. They both are up on the website. So you can go check that out. It's at chemoduck.org.
Mm-hmm.
Chemo Duck, they're representing him as an actual living person, and Gabe just feels alone when his parents have to leave, and he gets kind of scared whenever his parents are gone. But when his parents leave, Chemo Duck springs into action and just answers their questions. he's just explaining stuff to Gabe.
Yeah, I love it.
And then in the second one, Gabe made two new friends, and he told them all about Chemo Duck, and so his friends come over to ask questions to Chemo Duck.
What kind of questions? What kind of questions do kids want to know?
How does this affect my life? What's going to happen physically to me? Two things of that, mm-hmm. and they do eventually go away, is cheeks get a bit chunky.
Oh, yeah, from the medications?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing is your hair will fall out, but they will come back. The hair and cheeks will come back and go away.
And get back to normal.
Yes.
And so Chemo Duck helps to explain that to the kids.
Yes.
Do you ever explain some of that to the kids when you're handing out Chemo Ducks? Have you had to do that yet, or is that still maybe in the future?
That's definitely in the future.
Do you like talking with kids, telling them what's going on?
Yes, definitely.
Do you remember being so young that you were afraid when your parents left? Mom never left. You can't get rid of her, can you, Gabe? He shook his head no.
No, I can't get rid of her.
So what do you want to do now when you grow up?
I don't really know.
You're young. It's okay to not know yet. People are like, what do you want to do? And that's a big question. You may not know for years and years. But are you enjoying your life now?
Yes, definitely.
What do you do in your life?
I spend a lot of time with my friends, build Lego, play this, not relatively new, but I play this game called Minecraft online.
Mm-hmm.
I do gymnastics.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything else that you think is important that maybe people who have kids with cancer that you'd like to tell them and remind them about?
That your treatment will be over. Everything's going to be fine. When you're done, you're still going to be you. Nothing's changed in your life. Stay strong and do not let cancer stop your shine.
Gabe, thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Yay! More applause, ladies and gentlemen. So again, that website is gabeschemoduck.org. You can get all the information and see all the things that there are to help kids and help people in your life who may be going through that situation. Thank you, Gabe. Thank you, Lou.
Yay!
Our wonderful Focus editor and producer is Zach Troutman. I'm going to make sure and mention him. You can read more about today's topic on our Focus page at mix929.com. And if you have any questions or comments about the show or ideas for upcoming Focus topics, you can always email us at focus@mix929.com. Make sure you join us next Sunday. I'm Anna Marie, and that's Focus.